This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Sleeping through a recent game. So that's one of the things that wraps itself around conversation from the world of sports talk radio, Major League Baseball, the World Cup, number 10 this week on our countdown. Welcome in to the people listening in the Portland, Oregon area, in Charlotte, Pittsburgh, Sacramento, San Antonio, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Salt Lake City, Las Vegas, Kansas City. Good to have you on board if you're in Orlando. Catch the countdown. The essence of what's going on in the world of news talk radio for the week ending July the 11th. Reviewing the top 10 talk topics determined by the folks who work at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. They monitor talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country, along with Ken Kessler, who produces this program. So they know what's cooking. They know what ought to be on the list. And so it is here for you to listen and learn. Yes, the manner of speaking. Counting down from number 10 to number 1, Major League Baseball, as I say, and sports talk radio at the number 10 position. Number 9, as we go through the exciting summertime weather, the warmth, the dryness, climate change, that discussion and debate becoming almost obnoxious. Here's host Frank Beckman talking to political analyst Christopher Monckton about the way climate change data is manipulated by the news media, politicians, and pretty much everybody else and anybody else who's got an agenda.
We just had a report that our very own government agency has been changing climate or temperature data, I should say. I mean, this once and for all should put a stop to their arguments that man is changing the climate. Yeah, man's changing the climate as long as it's those scientists who are touching the numbers.
Well, that's very, very fair comment. The New Zealand Temperature Bureau has done the same. The Australian Temperature Bureau has done the same. The U.S. one, the British one. What they've done is to push down by quite large amounts in some cases the temperatures during the early part of the 20th century. And, of course, we don't know better than they did then what the temperatures were, but we're claiming that we do. So we push those temperatures down. That makes it look as though there was much more global warming in the 20th century than there was. And bingo, you've got a problem. It's all our fault, which in a very real sense it is, because the only reason why that temperature change is showing as severe as it is, and even then not very severe, it's only 0.7 Celsius since the beginning of the century, is because they've fiddled the data yet again.
Which is unbelievable that this would be allowed. And these are the people who want to lecture realists on climate science like you. They want to lecture you that you have no credibility, and they do.
What they did in the 2013 fifth leaden 1,500-page assessment report of the UN's panel on climate change is they reduced a vital number called the feedback sum from 1.9 to 1.5 watts per square meter per Kelvin. Now, what that means is they should have cut their central estimate of how much warming you get if you double the CO2 in the atmosphere by the end of this century, from their previous estimate of 3.3 all the way down to 2.2 Celsius degrees. And they didn't do it. Instead, there was this strange sentence saying, we are no longer going to give you a central estimate of how much global warming we may cause. Hello, that's what they're paid to do. But now that they've realized that they are wrong, and they're changing their own numbers very quietly and not telling anyone, if you apply those numbers to their own methods, they should now have cut the amount of warming you expect to just 2.2 Celsius per doubling of CO2, and that is simply not enough to do any harm to anyone.
Number 8.
All right, so let's, this is number 8. I'm now taking an oath to keep my climate change or discussion about this stuff. That was enough nonsense to hold a lot of people for a while. So let's go, yes, to number 8, the naming of Cleveland, Ohio, as the convention site for the next presidential round. The Grand Ole Party says, Cleveland, you're our town. Here's host Joel Riley talking to Joe Roman from the Greater Cleveland Partnership about the selection of Cleveland as the site for their next convention.
I imagine there's elation because the RNC is coming to town in a couple of years. There's got to be some relief, too, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. There's just been a lot of work. I think it's been about 12 years of work, actually.
12 years?
Well, transform this city, and that's what the Republicans saw when they were here. You know, this was a great window for us to tell our story, but there had to be something through the window to see, and what we've got is a very different kind of city than we had over a decade ago, and the Republicans are going to benefit from that. But more importantly, we'll be able to show the world how Cleveland has changed and how Ohio is changing. It's a great story to tell in 2 years, and we'll be working hard on it.
Joe, tell me this politically, because, you know, Ohio is such a key state, whether you're Republican or Democrat, when it comes to winning the presidency. How much of that did you play up? Like, you have to come to Ohio because if you're here, you're going to garner some votes.
Well, we mentioned it, but what we really did was we sold the city. They know their politics. So we felt if we showed them that this city could give them a tremendous convention opportunity and the politics were also aligned for them, they would be the ones to know that best. And, you know, I think it was a big factor. But again, they needed to know they could have a great convention here, and that's what we focused on. We didn't focus on what other cities couldn't do. We focused on what we could do for them.
All right, so that's number 8 having to do with the Republican politics. So to have equal time for the other side, we're going to focus on Hillary Clinton. It happens that she is in the number 7 position and what her prospects may be for 2016. That's up next here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for particular details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to valvoline-usa.com for more info.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you can find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
Number 7.
Time for the number 7 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we review what's happening conversationally on News Talk Radio programs all around the country. Number 7 item, focus on Hillary Clinton and her prospects in 2016 and whether or not Mitt Romney may run for president also. That's the focus of a conversation on the program hosted by Talkman Howie Carr.
This is what Congressman Jason Chaffetz had to say about Mitt Romney.
I think he actually is going to run for president. He probably doesn't want me to say that. 100 times he says he's not. But Mitt Romney has always accomplished what he set out to do.
Oh,
I think he's proven right on a lot of stuff. I happen to be in the camp that thinks that he's actually going to run, and I think he will be the next president of the United States.
I didn't think he would, but now, after hearing Chaffetz and knowing that Chaffetz is close to the organization, I'm going to say yes, he will run. Here's the thing. The country club Republicans, the Rockefeller Republicans, whatever you want to call them, the non-Tea Party Republicans, they need a candidate. Their candidates up to now have been rolling snake eyes. You have Chris Christie, this silliness with the bridge, with the George Washington Bridge, and now the second bridge have crippled him. He's all done. He's not going to go anywhere. Jeb Bush, I'm not sure he ever wanted to run, but I think that this disaster down on the border has rendered him unelectable, certainly in Republican primaries. I mean, this is the guy who said that he sees illegal immigration as an act of love. I guess the third candidate of the establishment wing would have been Marco Rubio from Florida, and he's all done too because he actually joined the Gang of Eight for a while, and then he resigned from the Gang of Eight when he began to see it was a political suicide if he wanted to be president to be on the wrong side of amnesty. But I think he's been fatally wounded here. Even maybe not maybe he can come back in 8 years or so, but I don't think he's going to have a shot in 2016. So the country club wing of the party, the K Street wing of the party, well, again, whatever you want to call it, is in need of a candidate.
His all right. So Hillary Clinton wasn't the main focus of Howie Carr's his desire to see Mitt Romney run. Mrs. Clinton, if she runs for president, has to find herself in a maybe uncomfortable position of distancing herself from Mr. Obama. Does she have to put space between herself and her husband? Her presidential run could be rather complicated, some people say. But this is all gossip. It's all hearsay. It's all, yeah. She is always defending herself, last month or so anyway, for her speaking fees, which she says they go to the Clinton Foundation. All right, so that's on number 7. Number 6, up next here on the countdown.
Hi.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number 6.
Doug Steffen here, happy to get along with our countdown. We're at number 6 here. The filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, the man behind the film 2016 Obama's America, a big hit in some circles. You may remember that soon after the release of that documentary, he was indicted. And now on the heels of his latest project, reports that Costco may have decided to pull his book, America, from the bookshelves. So we have the story behind the story here from Talk host Richard Dixon, who is focused on the fuss being made over this decision at Costco.
This seems to be just a huge deal on the interwebs that the retail giant Costco has issued an order to remove all copies of Dinesh D'Souza's best-selling book, America, Imagine the World Without Her, from the shelves of its stores nationwide. It's a pretty strong rebuttal of the progressive ideology behind President Obama's policies. And Costco's co-founder and director Jim Sinegal is a major Democrat donor. He was a speaker at the 2012 Democratic National Convention. And very close with the Prez. It's understandable that he might have a problem with it, but, you know, you would think he'd be a whole lot more interested in turning a profit. And if this book is selling, which it's not selling that great, it sold like 4,000 or 5,000 copies 1 week and like 6,000 the week before. They're making it out to be like it was just, huge, you know, earth shattering. No, I'm sorry. You know, 4,000 or 5,000 copies a week is hardly the be-all, end-all for something like that. That's not going to get the job done. And it would be number 8 on the New York Times bestseller list, if only the New York Times was putting it on. Dinesh D'Souza says, you know what? The New York Times can do what they want. They can play fast and loose with the numbers if they so desire. But I always had a good relationship with Costco. I don't understand why they're doing this. This is Dinesh D'Souza saying, I don't understand why they're doing this. I've always gotten along with them. Well, next thing you know, of course, a bunch of people are talking about this blatant disregard for First Amendment rights. I'm canceling my Costco membership. They have no regard for Dinesh D'Souza's First Amendment rights. Let's be clear about this. The First Amendment says only this. You can say what you want. You can't scream fire in a crowded theater. But you can say what you want, and the government's not going to come take you away. That's all it says. Now, if Costco doesn't want to sell your book, they don't have to. They're a private business. You're a private business person. You wrote a book. You're trying to get it, in stores. Maybe Costco sells it for a while and says, never mind, I don't think I want to anymore. That's not a violation of your First Amendment rights. Seriously, do you honestly believe that? Do you don't really understand how the Constitution or the Bill of Rights works, do you? That's not good. 4,000 here, 5,000 there, not enough really to make a difference. I can see why Costco might go, this thing's really sitting here. I'm not seeing the sort of action that I'd like to see on it. I got to see something bigger. I got to see something better.
So Costco's statement reads in part, Costco is not influenced by political considerations in selecting product for sale in our warehouses or at Costco.com. This includes our selection of books. Our book buyers are solely interested in book sales and don't favor any political persuasion over another. After deciding to sell the book America, Imagine the World Without Her, beginning in June, a decision was made to pull the book from sale on July 1st. The decision was based solely on the number of copies sold during the month and had nothing to do with the content of the book. Since then, there's been heightened interest in our membership base and brisk sales at locations still in stock. Therefore, we made the decision to reorder the book. All right. End of story. Enough of those made-for-radio controversies. Nonsense. 28 past the hour.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24 Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24 Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24 Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24 Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Number five.
So we're halfway through the list of the stories, getting us to number five. At number 10, just to review, Major League Baseball and Sports Talk Radio, the World Cup, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. At number nine, some sea data from Antarctica, leading people to talk about climate change some more. Number eight, the Cleveland selection for the GOP convention in 2016. Number seven, situation with who runs against Hillary Clinton. Number six, Costco pulling the Dinesh D'Souza book, then putting it back on the shelves. More Much Ado About Nothing, but interesting conversation, and that's really what this is all about. So we've gotten ourselves halfway through the list. We're halfway through the hour. Appropriate that we talk about the number five item this week on the countdown. This is something new, and therefore it's fresh new meat for the conversation lists on political so-called news talk radio. Hosts Chad Hartman and Dan Cook talking about Sarah Palin's comments that it's time for us to get rid of Barack Obama. Let's impeach the president.
Is Sarah Palin still relevant? Does she resonate politically with anybody at this point? And is there anybody out there who is an ardent, adamant critic of President Obama who, in your rational thoughts, who thinks he should be impeached? I got it. The poll numbers are awful for the guy. I think he has been a major disappointment as a president. I fully do. I think right now it is almost impossible to be president in this country considering how hyperpartisan it is. But when you have a guy who has seemingly such indifference in sitting down and engaging in full negotiations with at least certain members of the opposition party who are willing to make deals, there's a group where they don't want to move in any way. They just say, ride about, don't negotiate. We're better off when no bills get passed. But there are individuals in the McCain, Lindsey Graham, Rand Paul group who you can negotiate with. And there are so many people who are Democrats who say Barack Obama doesn't meet with them. So is there anybody out there who looks at Palin and says, yeah, she's right. this attempt on the borders, or what happened Benghazi, or what happened IRS, or you name it, he should be impeached. I think you're crazy if you think that. We really want to just have impeachment every other term or every term, and we'll just have it. We'll just say Democrats can get riled up if it's Christie or it's Paul or whomever it might be next time. It's not just going to be the animus. It's not going to be the vitriol. It's going to be we're going to try to force you out of office because you're not upholding the Constitution. That's really where we're now at with the partisan nature.
You know, is it in a sense the logical extension of the path that we've been on?
Yeah,
I guess
probably.
So. Yeah.
So what?
There are people out there that absolutely legitimately think that he should be impeached because they politically disagree with him.
That's it.
And it's just scary.
It's a little bit of like the Hitler comparisons, right? They started, I think, mainly with Bush, and now they continue with Obama, right? When we just go, I mean, will it be Mussolini next? I mean, are we going to switch up? Or
I don't know. Can you really Trump Hitler?
No, you can't. Yeah. I just wondered if they want to mix up. I think they realize it'll never get to the point of force him out of office because you don't have the votes, right? You don't control the Senate. But there are so many people who just adamantly disagree, who forget the unbelievable high bar that impeachment should be. It's now become for some, well, I just don't agree with him.
Yeah.
Well, under the circumstances, there's lots of that floating around. As we well know, is there a need to impeach the president based on what he's doing versus what people think about him? There may be some calculation there that makes some amount of sense. Meanwhile, Sarah Palin's comments aimed at getting more attention for her so that she could get a place on The View. She wants to be on The View, the television show that features comments from women on ABC developed by Barbara Walters. Now that they've created, well, the hole's been created by two of the people on the program leaving, two left last year. So it's like a total remake of the program. And so where does it go? I don't know that that's the most important thing in the world, but it's interesting to speculate. Again, that's what conversation radio is all about. Much opinion and speculation, et cetera, mixed once in a while with a few facts. So now let's move on. Speaking of the president,
number four.
The number four issue this week in the talk radio review has to do with Mr. Obama's approval rating. And so it plays hand in hand. Does he deserve to be impeached because he has the lowest approval rating of any president in the last century? Here's the editor-in-chief of Gallup's news reporting. Gallup is the pollster. His name is Frank Newport. He goes through the latest polls on the president's approval numbers and how it stacks up against other presidents since World War II.
The recent poll by our friends at Quinnipiac, which asked Americans who was the worst president since World War II, Barack Obama won. He got mentioned by more than anybody else. But there's some issues with that type of polling. For one thing, it relies on recency. It is a lot of Americans don't remember Harry Truman or even Jimmy Carter or some of the other presidents that probably wouldn't do very well. They think of who comes to mind first, and that, of course, could be Barack Obama. Also, among Republicans, they really just have the current person in mind, and a lot of them mentioned Barack Obama, which pushes up his overall number. That's an interesting poll, but another way to look at it, and I think one that's more scientific, is to look at the contemporaneous approval ratings while the 12 presidents who have been in office since World War II were actually in office. How did they do? And when we look at it that way, Barack Obama comes in ninth among the 12 presidents that we have had since World War II. That's not great, but nevertheless, he's not at the very bottom of the chart. Now, this is to date. We have calculated Barack Obama's approval rating from when he took office in January 2009 up through June of this year. And, of course, he's got 2.5 years to go, and a lot can change in the time that's in front of us. Nevertheless, his current overall approval rating is 48%. That's for his time in office so far, and that puts him ahead of Gerald Ford, who had an average of 47 while he was in office, Jimmy Carter, who had an average of 46 while he was in office, and Harry Truman, who's at the very bottom of the list, who had an average of only 45% while he was in office. So based on contemporaneous comparisons, using Barack Obama's approval rating to date, he's ninth out of 12, but certainly not at the bottom of the list. Who comes in at the top? Well, it's John F. Kennedy.
He still holds the record for having the highest average approval rating while he was in office for those fabled 1,000 days. 70% was Kennedy's average approval rating. He's followed by about five other presidents who had above 50% average approval ratings. Dwight Eisenhower, Bush number one, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, LBJ, even though his ratings really plummeted at the end of his time in office, he still averaged overall 55%, and Ronald Reagan.
Number three.
Number three this week on our talk radio review has to do with what's going on in the Middle East. The immediate focus on Israeli and Palestinian violence. Host Ken Altshuler and Sean Moody talking to military analyst Colonel David Hunt. Hunt says he doesn't understand why the news media doesn't seem to want to cover what's going on in Israel.
Latest news out of Israel, Israel seems to be really dramatically escalating the aerial attack in Gaza. Why don't you tell us what the latest you've heard about it, and then we'll kind of get your opinion on it.
The latest, which is fascinating to me about the war, the intifada, the Palestinian versus Jew thing is that it's not being talked about. I mean, we're worried about 50,000 kids in the border. You know, that's somehow a national security crisis. Israel has blown up over 150 targets. That's buildings, things in Gaza.
Colonel, what's the area of the strip? I mean, the Gaza Strip. How big an area, landmass?
Yeah, the Gaza Strip is like 15 square miles.
Wow.
Okay?
Really?
And if you look at the Golan Heights is not the Golan Heights, it's just a hill, and that's probably 13 square miles. What's unbelievable about this is, first of all, you know, everyone knows, you know, somebody killed three Israeli kids, somebody killed a Palestinian kid, and then Israeli soldiers beat the crap out of an American citizen, Palestinian cousin of the kid that was killed. And then they started lobbing, the Palestinians started lobbing telephone poles, missiles. Israel went airstrikes and attack helicopter strikes, and now Israel's called up over 40,000 soldiers. We're at war. And I don't know what, there's no other way. If you blow up 150 buildings in a city, you're at war with them. That's what happened. This is blown up very, very fast. It's not being covered. It's very important because of our relationship with Israel in the Middle East. It shows how completely unsettled the leadership inside Palestine with Hamas and the Palestinian Authority and the trouble. This pulls us all in when this kind of thing happens. But there is a war going on right now between Hamas and which is Iran, controlled by Iran, and Israel. And there's a call-up and attacks, and it's not going away anytime soon.
So eight people were killed in airstrikes on the Gaza. The death toll has risen this week to 98 with 670 people injured. That's what's going on in the Middle East. Up next, number two, a focus again on what's going on in a different part of the Middle East, Iraq and the ISIS symbolism. That's up next here on The Countdown.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening or trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsibly.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get them every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Number two.
The number two focus is on Iraq. Iraq notifying the United Nations that Sunni militants seized nuclear material from a university in the northern city of Mosul last month as they advanced toward Baghdad. So what does that mean? UN trying to figure that out. Let's see what we can garner out of a conversation that Talk Host Larry Rayburn had with CBS military analyst Mike Lyons. They discuss what Lyons thinks the U.S. needs to be doing about what's going on in Iraq.
What are our options as you see them?
Well, they're somewhat limited still, and that's because this president is just not interested, really, in anything going on in the Middle East right now. I mean, he's going to... We're sending some aid now to Syrian rebels, but in particular, he's not looking to get involved in Iraq, especially with our Air Force, until he gets some assurances from the government that either the government's going to change or they're going to work together to try to unify before they just decide to fight this ISIS. And I just don't think the president really is doing much.
What can he do? We could do flyovers, we could do bombings, but at this point, it's hard to even discern whose side we're on if we even have a side in Iraq.
That's right. I think that that's the worst possible scenario in that we provide the Iraqi government an air force, basically, and then at that point, they use it to attack Sunnis and attack people that we want them to get along with. And I think we turn over a tremendous amount of power to them. To Prime Minister Maliki, and that's the challenge I think we have, which is the reason why I don't think we're going to do it anytime soon.
What can we do? What are the options on the table that at this point, at least, the president has decided not to take on?
Oh, well, there's multiple options. I mean, we could put ground troops there. We could decide to support the Kurds, let's say. We could reinforce the northern boundary of Iraq, allow that country to start to move and grow forward. We can support the Kingdom of Jordan, who has been not on our side here, has been actually a pretty good ally in the Middle East right now. So there's things we could do to kind of shore up the boundaries. I think if there's one thing in particular we could focus on militarily is kind of surround ISIS. If we had more or less shored up the defenses inside of Baghdad and then had them to the north there, I think that would create some pressure on them as well. But from a straight military perspective, unless we're going all in, our options are still somewhat limited.
All right, so there's the overview from sort of a meat and potatoes view, I guess we would call that, what's going on in Iraq. Up next, more child immigration, the focus. It's the number one issue this week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one item has to do with the immigration situation on our southern border. Is there a possible compromise, a provision to deport minors from Central America more speedily may be included in the request the president's come up with for $3.7 billion. What a bunch of nonsense. Here from an earlier interview this week on my Good Day program, talking with Victoria Jones, the chief White House correspondent for the Talk Radio News Service, we discuss whether it would be better to just give the illegals the money and send them back home, and then later on there's a conversation about putting them on airplanes. But are we doing things that make fiscal sense here?
Well, yeah, you give them the money to go home, and the money gets taken from them by the people who are running the gangs in those countries that they're fleeing from. The gangs, these terrifying gangs, are so rampant in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador that they literally, they run the school buses. Mm-hmm. They run the schools. They are absolutely terrifying. Children of the school ages that these kids are who are coming over the border are disappeared on their way to school.
So this is our problem, though?
No, I'm not saying it's our problem. I'm telling you, this is the reality of these kids' lives.
Right. Is it just now that this is starting, or has it been like this for a while?
It's been like this. It's been like this for a while, but it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Kids go to school. The schools are run by these cartels and by these gangs. I mean, the reality of these people's lives is so horrendous that they literally see walking across Mexico.
So why aren't they,
as a better reality?
The question would come on why the governments in these countries are not. Maybe they should be seeking our aid so that they can route these elements, or is it beyond that?
I think it's beyond that. I think it's very complex, but I think it's beyond that, and they probably should be. And part of the money that President Obama is seeking is to aid these countries. But is it too little too late? Will the money really go to doing that? And will those countries put the money to good use?
All right, here's host Rob Hunter and Kerry Dozier talking about the president's meeting with Governor Rick Perry. Perry said he wasn't going to shake the president's hand, but yet there are a lot of pictures of him shaking. It was all about politics.
The president comes out, he said, look, Rick Perry and I, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, talked, and there's nothing he said that I philosophically disagree with. Rick Perry, on the other side, said, the president needs to solve this humanitarian crisis. It's his responsibility, this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah, so, you know, you'll never know what it is that Rick Perry said. What we do know is that he definitely got some smarter-looking spectacles.
He looks good.
He looks good.
He looks good.
You don't
glasses.
Think he's making a run? This could be his issue. This could be his second chance, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So the governor and the president met, and you can't imagine that there's a whole lot they agree with, yet the president comes away saying there's nothing we philosophically disagreed with. Then they probably didn't talk about a lot, right? It's hot. It's Texas. And it's summer.
It's a 7-minute meeting.
And this is a humanitarian crisis. We found common ground on that, right?
Yeah.
It's weird because the John Boehner's all fired up as well. Speaker of the House John Boehner said this.
Unfortunately, it's a crisis of the president's own making. His actions gave false hope to children and their families. If they enter the country illegally, they would be allowed to stay.
Okay. I get that there are a lot of policies that the Obama administration has changed, but a lot of the laws that are in place now have been in place for a really long time.
Yes.
And you can selectively choose to enforce or to not enforce. But I wonder when the president instituted the new Homeland Security policy for Dreamers last year, when he said, if you are a Dreamer, if you are a child who was brought here at 2 months or 2 years or 4 years or whatever, and you're following the law, you're doing something meaningful with yourself, apply for a deferred deferred action, and you get to stay. Hence, the Dreamers get to stay. That was a big deal. I almost wonder whether that action, combined with obviously cartels taking advantage of people, the situation in these Central American countries getting worse, has caused a lot of families to go, oh, kids are okay? How many times have you missed something in translation? And I'm not joking here, right? I've learned enough foreign languages to know that sometimes you think you've got it and you have it slightly wrong.
Even English to Spanish.
Simple
as sometimes that may seem.
You know what? I mean, you know, it's not like children and parents are reading a press release from Homeland Security or the White House or the president or whatever. They're not doing that. This is word of mouth. This is on the street. Here's what I heard.
Yeah.
I just wonder whether it doesn't factor in a little
totally
bit.
Totally could. I mean, you know, you think about that. And why not take the chance? So, I mean, even if the worst case scenario, I mean, the worst case scenario is the actual 1,000-mile journey and jumping on trains and hoping your arm doesn't get hit.
Surviving the journey.
Yeah. That's the worst part. I mean, that part I would never send a 12-year-old on. But
you have the benefit of knowing.
That's true.
The top 10 topics of the week listed at DougStephan.com in the form of a poll. Which topic is most important to you? Sound off at DougStephan.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.